Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you, as always, for listening, however you're listening to us. We just hope the podcast is helpful to you, getting the best out of your website, getting the best out of your search engine rankings, your PPC, your social media efforts, the whole shebang. Thank you for listening on iTunes, on Stitcher, coming soon to Google Play. We've been saying that for a while, because we're all set up on Google Play. We're just waiting for Google Play to be set up for everybody with these podcast things. Thanks for following us on Pinterest as well. We're here every week for you. And don't be shy. We love entertaining your questions. Send them to us through Facebook, through our website, by telekinesis if you want to be a show off. Now, we're really getting old school this week. Sometimes we do this. We get old school, but this is really old school. This week, we're stripping away all the tech talk, all the internet specifics, all the keyword jargon, and we're talking about the very roots of the humanity in your business. What is the inspiration for what you do? On any given day, this is my favorite part of business itself, because this is truly the part that sets you apart from others who do what you do for a living. And it's the part that scares some people. It's what provides the impetus for your own take on your own chosen vocation. Whatever your business is, you have a certain blueprint you follow, because while the nuts and bolts at the root of your business mechanics never really change, it's your approach that makes all the difference. And I think about all the times I watched the SpongeBob cartoon with my kids in their most younger years, and the character of Mr. Krabs always cracked me up, because he was like the overblown cartoon caricature of the business person who does not care about anything but money. And there was even one episode where he's in front of a camera and there's a microphone and he's like, "I like money." Ain't no crazy as it sounds, there are business people out there like that, and you may even know some like that. I mean, there's a reason that caricature exists. But that caricature exists because when you think about the heart of what you do, that's exactly not what you want to be. I mean, we have to have a benchmark to measure ourselves against. And you have the really good benchmarks, and you have the really bad benchmarks. And that would be one of them. And yes, I know it's a cartoon, but it's a whole lot funnier to refer to a character like that and garner that knowledge from it. Because you can have a laugh in the process while at the same time thinking, boy, I never want to appear like that. It's your approach to what you do that makes the difference. I'm a huge fan of the band Rush, who was just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, finally, a couple years ago. As you know, if you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, I find great inspiration in my favorite musicians and pro football players and coaches, mostly because of their insight and their determination to get better. I mean, that's what inspiration is all about. That which inspires and motivates you to always try to be better at what you do. I have tremendous respect for Rush's drummer, Neil Peart, who is widely regarded as one of the best rock drummers in history, if not the best, depending on who you talk to. Yet, in the mid-1990s, after he had long established himself and established his prowess, he decided that he felt he became too precise in his technique to the point of being a bit mechanical. And he started studying with the acclaimed jazz drummer Freddie Gruber. In an interview segment on Rush's Behind the Lighted Stage documentary, Neil Peart talked about his first drum lesson with Freddie Gruber and how they didn't play drums. I can't remember if they didn't play drums at all or if they just didn't play drums very much. But at least they weren't playing drums very much in that first lesson. They talked about the drums while sitting behind their respective drum kits. It doesn't sound like much, does it? Two people sitting behind their drum kits talking, and to the casual observer, you're thinking, well, why the heck aren't you playing? Yet Gruber said something profound in that interview when he said that it was important that they did that at the beginning. They were establishing a foundation because how you approach what you do ultimately determines what you get. It wasn't a bunch of meaningless babble going on there. They were sharing experiences, sharing attitudes, getting to know each other so then teacher and student could truly communicate there. And again, Freddie Gruber said, it's how you approach what you do that ultimately determines what you get. And that's what inspiration's all about. Think about that for a moment. You can be a veritable expert in your field, and yet your approach and attitude are the real determining factors beyond your mechanical talent. So many times, we can take what we do and our own studious expertise in our own chosen field for granted. This really hit home with me, this interview with Freddie Gruber and Neil Peart, because my own father, who taught music for 50 years, maybe that has something to do with why music's such a huge part of my life. I mean, he is a huge inspiration for me. He taught me in my younger years, before I could really appreciate it, to always be a student of life. My dad will be 81 years old this year, and he still absorbs knowledge like someone one quarter of his age. I mean, his thirst for knowledge is incredible. I carry this with me every day. And I work with friends here at Mind. I work with friends who I respect and who make me better every day. No matter how much you know or think you know about what you do, there's always more to learn. Because, as the great philosopher Steve Miller once sang, time keeps on ticking, ticking, ticking into the future. And then there's my mom, who taught me the joy of wordplay at a very young age before I could even really understand it. So once I could understand it, Mom, you created a monster. Especially in this age of swift technological advancement, there's no time to rest on your laurels. I mean, there's not. You have to be a tomorrow person. You always have to be thinking ahead, you know, time ticking into the future and all that kind of stuff. But being a tomorrow person, I got that inspiration from the great Pittsburgh Steelers coach, Chuck Knoll. And I'm not a big Steelers fan. Quite frankly, I'm a long-suffering Houston Oilers / Tennessee Titans fan. And I can't count the number of times the Steelers have beaten my favorite team when it really counted. Playoffs. I'm a huge fan of the NFL Network's America's Game documentary series that profiles each of the Super Bowl championship teams. I've watched every episode of those. I've seen several of them numerous times. In the episode profiling the 1975 Pittsburgh Steelers championship team, Chris Bradley, you've got to be loving this, go Steelers. Safety Mike Wagner reflected on how the team, beginning with Coach Knoll, approached each Super Bowl championship as kind of a road sign or road marker, because Chuck Knoll taught them to be, quote-unquote, tomorrow people. And my favorite quote from Mike Wagner in this interview was when he said he wasn't satisfied with the championships so much when they were happening. You know, it was an achievement, but again, it's like a road sign or a road marker along the way in his career. Mike Wagner said he would be happy, quote, like now when I'm talking 30 years later about something that turned out good. It wasn't about glory. It wasn't about any of that kind of stuff. It was always about looking for ways to be better and always believing that you could be better. We've heard it over and over, but it's true. Success is a journey, and as you approach your marketing in your respective business arena, the key, especially today, is to draw people into your journey with your business and expose them to the very heart of what you do. The hard part is that you can't specifically quantify this. It influences other areas of your business, but you can't specifically quantify it. Unique, clever, weird, whatever you want to call it. What is your own personal flair about what you do? What is the personality of your business? It's kind of scary at times because when you expose these things to people you hope to do business with, you open yourself up to being judged. What if someone judges us and decides they don't like us and move on to our competition? Success comes with risk, and risk exposes fear. And most of us fear being judged, although none of us really want to admit it. Nothing technical at all about that, yet it's the very thing that drives each of our respective approaches to the technologies that drive today's business marketing options and efforts. And by the way, next week, we'll be talking about fear and breaking out of your comfort zone in your business. It's going to be really good. Now, one of my favorite examples of exposing the heart of your business and inspiring others to do business with you is Mirabeau Wine, who I found out from the great social media mind and author of The Content Code, an incredible book, by the way, Mark Schaefer. The owner of Mirabeau Wine was a successful British businessman who basically got tired of the corporate world and left it to move to France and become a winemaker. He and his family moved to France. Oh, by the way, he had a couple of hundred well-established competitors in an area around the size of Lancaster County, so he really had his work cut out for him. What he did is use his website, video, and social media to draw people into his business and let him in on the ups and downs, highs, and sometimes very lows that go into the process of making that bottle of wine you're enjoying. One year, a 15-minute hailstorm completely destroyed his crop of grapes, left the vines completely barren of fruit and even of leaves. He did a 2-minute video out in the field showing what the vines should look like and then showing what they look like after the hailstorm. He then explained that the crop for that year was lost and there would be no new wine. Then he explained that he and his staff would have to trim back the vines and basically start over for the next year. Think about it. That's his living, and he has no crop for that year. Imagine something equal to that in your business, and what would that be? What would be something of that kind of magnitude that could affect your living in a similar way? And would you be willing to share it through video? Would you be willing to share a small defeat along the way? I challenge you to challenge yourself to do something similar to that. Sharing those kinds of experiences simply shows your humanity and lets everyone know that, hey, you're just a human being trying to make a living, just like me. Anybody who sees that video will be thinking that, wow, you're somebody just like me. Things can happen. Taking it a step further, sharing your own trials and tribulations is a great inspiration for your audience. But it requires you to put any semblance of ego aside. Think about it. When you hit major roadblocks in your business life, do you feel alone sometimes? Seriously. If you make a mistake that you think is, I don't know, kind of stupid, and we all have, don't you kind of feel like, wow, I bet nobody else has done this. You may not admit it outwardly, but it's just us here, so it's okay. Don't you feel a sense of relief when you find out that someone you respect has experienced the same thing or something similar? You may respect them because you know them, or you may respect them because you look at them and see that they've been successful. Then you find out that they've experienced the same thing or something similar. doesn't that give you a little sense of relief inside that, wow, this doesn't, this, whatever this is that happened doesn't mean that I don't know what I'm doing and I'm on the wrong track. This is just a speed bump along the way. Don't be afraid to be that person for someone else who needs that inspiration in a down moment. You need to think about the fact that you can be that person for someone else. What's cool about what Mirabeau Wine did is that he was completely human in front of the video camera. There was another video he put up where he took you on a little tour of the vineyard and started out standing on the back of a small vehicle, which, when it started moving, caused the winemaker to momentarily lose his balance, which created a lighthearted moment that was absolutely priceless in its humanity. To his and Mark Schaefer's credit, they did not edit out that moment where he lost his balance. He kind of chuckled a little bit on camera. They laughed about it a little bit, and they left it in because it's about as human as you can get. And anybody watching, it's going to be laughing along with them. And that's about as inspirational as you can get. Now, as a result of doing these kinds of videos, letting his humanity show, when he did a quick video about how to open a bottle of wine without a corkscrew, it went viral. And he has over 10 million views for that video. Now, before you feel even the least bit intimidated by that and think, oh, I couldn't get that many views, it didn't happen for him overnight. It takes time. And please also remember that if you visit the Mirabeau in Provence YouTube channel, you will also see he has videos that have, say, 60 views. I mean, just 60 views as opposed to 10 million. Not every video or blog post will be a home run for you. You have to hit some singles, doubles, and sometimes triples along the way, and then you open the opportunity for those home runs to happen. Those home runs happen because along the way you have let people in to the humanity of your business. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid to let people see some of the pitfalls that you encounter along the way. The days of making people think you're somehow perfect in your business practices and results are long gone. People know you're just a human being like them. Don't be afraid to let it show. Don't be afraid to let your own trials and tribulations be an inspiration to others. I've shared some of my own inspirations with you on this week's podcast, some of my own trials and tribulations. And I dare say that every week I make a reference to at least one source of inspiration. Don't let your sources of inspiration or your ability to inspire others, don't take it for granted. We're all in this thing called life together at the end of the day. I challenge you to look at what you can share about what you do and about your business to be an inspiration to others. What does this have to do with technology and the modern approach to marketing, internet marketing, if you will? On the surface, nothing. However, ultimately, it has everything to do with it. Because going back to the first reference I made with jazz drummer Freddie Gruber, how you approach what you do ultimately determines what you get out of it. If you do everything right on the SEO and internet marketing side of things and get a ton of traffic to your website, you're probably not going to get much business out of it if your website itself and the content of your website merely shows the bare corporate minimum and doesn't show your heart. Your heart simply shows you care about what you do and the people who buy your product or service. And when you truly care about what you do, your visitors become customers or clients because you have become that person that we all want to do business with. Thank you again for listening to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by The Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you for listening on iTunes, Stitcher, soon on Google Play, for following us on Pinterest. Send us your questions, and we'll answer them on the podcast here. Just contact us through Facebook, through our website, email at info@mindsdnd.com. We're right here, and we'll be back here next week. Looking forward to seeing you then.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business. Doobity-doo-wop-wop, say what, yeah.